Blog Talk Radio.
We are poor little lambs who have lost.
Where being a black sheep is a good thing.
You never know what they're going to say.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Thursday night to Black Sheep Radio, the originator and the one and only place to go if you want to hear about fun stuff, good time, life, network marketing, just a good time in general and some way to lighten up your spirits a little bit. And tonight, I've got the pleasure of being on here myself, and I have a special co-host with me tonight, or a guest tonight, because Dave Wilkerson, my good friend, and Bob Granger, the two original Black Sheep, who actually made this possible and started the whole program, both were a little busy. They asked me to fill in and asked if I could go ahead and bring on a special guest, and this is one of the fellows that I'm going to bring on tonight, who was on my morning show one time, and boy, was it a good time. But, you know, I got to tell you, it's a great time and an exciting time to be involved with, you know, not just network marketing, but America and everything we have going on, boy, with the elections and politics, which we're not going to get into tonight. But I have to tell you, with all the excitement and all the great things are going on, the way this country is waking up, it just is a great time to be an American. And if you can't tell, I am excited. I'm pumped up is an understatement right now with how I feel with what's going on. And I'm also excited and pumped up because, you know, my guest tonight, or I might want to call him my co-host tonight because he likes to get a little carried away with talking with me, is a great guy. Actually, I was in a shop today. I got a haircut and a shave from him, and he's just an inspirational, fun guy who we started a friendship based off of the idea that everything he seemed to do was so positive. He exhumed that positive energy and a good time and kind of drew us together where we became friends. And we not only do business together, he ended up buying a boat from me, but we spend a lot of time together. We talk about a lot of stuff, and we kind of help lift each other up. And, you know, what's better than that? And when you have someone that can lift you up or help you when you're down or they're down, it kind of works back and forth, so it's exciting. So real quick, let me get and see if my guest or my co-host for the night, if he's on. Bobby, are you on the line tonight, buddy?
I'm here, Charlie.
Oh, all right, good. I'm a rookie at this, Bobby, so what happens sometimes is I get on here and I could be talking to dead air. I might not be talking to anybody, and I wouldn't even know until the actual show calls me or says to me, are you on the air? And I think I am, but I'm muted or I'm doing something wrong. You know, I'm not real good with this whole computer, this is just a microphone, so it's not so bad, but I'm glad you're on, and I'm glad I was able to figure out how to make sure I didn't knock you off the line by accident. How are you today, buddy?
I'm doing okay. How's everything going with you?
That's okay, Bobby. Live, thousands and thousands and thousands of people. I just talked about how great you are, how you lift me up, what you can do. And you're just doing okay, buddy? What's going on? Tell me a little bit.
I am doing outrageously perfect, Charlie.
You know, Bob, that's great. You know, Bob, one of the things I talked about we didn't get a lot of time to talk about was, Bob, you were at an event, and I saw some fabulous pictures of you down in New York City. Where were you? And where were you at the top of the skyline of New York City? And the photographs I saw were absolutely stunning. Where were you at?
I was up at the Rainbow Room at Rockefeller Center.
The Rainbow Room.
Yeah, it was outrageous.
Yeah, I saw the pictures, and it just looked absolutely stunning. I mean, I saw you had a nice black tux on, and it was great, but I got to tell you, the view from outside, not that you're not a handsome guy, but that view, when I looked out those windows behind you, I said, man, it must have been unbelievable to be there in person. And it actually inspired me to say that I told my wife I want to take the kids down and go ahead and go to the go to see the World Trade Center exhibit and go see the 9/11 Memorial and go see all that stuff down there because I saw those pictures. So what else did you do while you were down there? Anything else? Or you just were up there for dinner and had a good time?
I worked during the day, and then it was a black tie affair. It was my cousin Noelle's wedding. So we
very nice.
Yes, we headed down there afterwards, and it was just a tremendous night out. Not only just for the wedding, but the whole entire family together, dressed up, black tie, with those views. It was an experience that I don't think anyone in my family up to that point had.
Right.
it was just a beautiful night out.
Right, just the pictures looked incredible, man. Good for you. And that's what, you know, it's all about family, friends, good times. I mean, life is so difficult and so tough anyway. I mean, to have just good people to be around. I mean, we talk about it all the time. Whenever I come in to get a haircut or a shave from you, it's what it's about, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, you surround yourself with beautiful, positive people. And you just want to spread it around to everyone that you spill the rest of your day with.
Yeah, I tell you, it's that was one of the things I talked to everybody about that really kind of brought us together. I mean, the first time I went in and I sat down in the barber chair, I remember sitting down and I saw in the up on your desk, I saw that little rock. And I don't remember, what was the saying that was on there, Bob? You had it etched in stone sitting up there on the table by the mirror. Do you remember what that was?
Yeah, it says...
Good thing I put you on the spot, huh?
Yeah, no, it's take your leap and build your wings on the way down.
Your leap and build your wings on the way down. Boy, isn't that inspirational and something to think about? You know, when I read that, I kind of said, man, that takes some guts. And I don't know if you had a chance, but this last week on my Tuesday show, I actually talked about the definition of an entrepreneur. And I had talked about how I had never really used someone who conquers their fears or someone who does things that are scary. I'd never used that in a conversation about an entrepreneur, but I had read it somewhere, and then I had thought back to that saying that you had in there, and I said, boy, isn't that true? You have to take that leap of faith sometimes and just go for it. Sort of like when you opened the barbershop, right? I mean, you just had enough. And what, Bob, tell us, how did that happen? How did you go from working as a waiter and then barber school, working for someone else, to all of a sudden opening up your own barbershop? How did that happen, buddy?
Well, you know, I've been barbering for a few years, and I got to the point where I was at, and I was actually sitting, I was at a friend's house, and it was about four of us sitting around the table, and it got to that point where many conversations have always led to it. When are you going to do it? When are you going to open up your own shop? When are you going to take the leap and do it? And it was just, it was the right night. and every single time I tried to find that reason why I shouldn't do it, it was shot down by someone, and they were like, okay, now why? And by the end of the night, I had no more reasons why I couldn't say to myself, this is 100% possible. And that was a Wednesday, Charlie. And mm-hmm. I think Thursday morning I was talking to a realtor, and by Friday I found my location, and it was it. And it moved very fast from that moment on.
Very cool. But how long were you thinking about becoming your own shop owner for before you did it? I'm just wondering, how long? I mean, were you thinking about it for 2 years, 10 years, 2 months, 2 weeks?
Day one of barber school.
So how long did you dream, or did you put out in front of you that someday I want to own my own barber shop? How long was that out there for, buddy?
From the day I knew I wanted to become a barber, I say it every time I talk to someone. It's every barber's dream. I mean, just to walk in every morning, turn on your own lights, sit by, you know, mm-hmm. I don't think there's a single barber who doesn't dream from the moment he picks up scissors that one day he could own his own shop.
Right.
I moved very fast. I mean, within 4 years of becoming a barber, I got the opportunity to open up my own shop, and it's an amazing experience.
Well, I can tell in your voice how passionate you are and how excited you are, and that's kind of when we talked about the show tonight. When Dave said, you know, it's a free for all, you could talk about whatever you want. And when I asked you to be the co-host/guest tonight, I said, you know, wouldn't it be nice just to talk a little bit about dreams and hopes and a little bit about America and the exciting stuff that's going on? But how about the fact that, Bobby, you had a dream. You had something that you wanted to do for as long as you could remember, And you now, and not only did you accomplish it, but you're succeeding at it. You already have other people working for you and with you. You've got a following, a great reputation, of local people. I mean, you've really got what I would go ahead and I dare I say you've accomplished or started your journey on the way to the American dream, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, and that's the real focus of it. I mean, forgetting when I started dreaming of becoming, you know, owning my own barbershop, but just to have that piece of entrepreneurship and working for yourself, that's the American dream that has been fed to you since the day you could remember, you know, discussing business. I mean, it's a dream that unfortunately not enough people get to experience. It's a wonderful thing in this country to be able to have and do.
Yeah, we're very lucky. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, Dave and Bob had a topic a few weeks ago on this very Thursday night show that was just life-changing for me and exhilarating. And they had a topic called, and it was just strictly, it said, what if? And it really, David started it on Facebook, and he just wrote, what if? And then people just started tagging in, and they started adding lines to the what if. And, boy, when you take it on a positive note, what if this happens or what if that happens? And you just think about the endless possibilities and the amount of success you can have and the incredible things that can happen because we're so blessed and lucky to live in the United States of America. And it's living proof of it right there. And I have to tell you, I'm no different. I'm running a family business. And certainly, Bob, you know my business. We're right across the street from each other. And I'm lucky enough and blessed enough that my mom and dad took a leap of faith. You know, my parents left. They both worked for the telephone company, and my dad decided just abruptly one day that he wanted more for his family than what the telephone company could offer, and he decided that they were going to go ahead and quit the telephone company and go ahead and buy a marina. And the last thing he knew anything about was boats, business, or any of that. And he literally accomplished the American dream. And I'm lucky enough to carry on in his footsteps and, you know, go through some difficult times right now. But, God, we've had some incredible times, and I look to the future and some great, great stuff that's going on. But I have to tell you, boy, what a just how lucky and what a great thought it is to think about what we can do in this country. And you're a prime example of it, buddy, how you could just say, listen, here we are with someone who wanted to go ahead and accomplish something. You went out and you followed the steps. And I'll bet you, Bob, you went ahead and you probably did the goals and you probably went ahead and set up the steps between picking up the scissors and learning if you wanted to do it to going to barber school to finding out about the business. I mean, you probably followed a routine, right, to own your own shop. But wouldn't, I mean, am I right in saying that or no?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's certain steps and structure to it all. And, you know, you kind of give yourself a blueprint and you give yourself dates and goals and heights that you want to reach. And, you know,
yeah.
And if you work hard for it and you keep your eye on that prize, I mean, you know, you got to give yourself, you know, the time to enjoy life along the way. It's important.
Yeah, I agree. I got to tell you, you have to have goals, you know, and one of the things I've always talked about is you need some short-term goals and you need a plan. And Dave's done some great talking about business goals and personal goals and what it should achieve. And then Bob Granger, I've listened to him talk about another great speaker. He's talked about different things you can do to try to improve your life on a regular basis that might make it a little bit that would change a lot every single day between reading and doing certain things. And when I listen to those guys and I listen to someone like you, I understand it really is a plan and it's a plan of attack. And that kind of leads me to the next part of this is that business is no different than life in many ways. If you want to be successful in business or you want to be successful in life, you have to have a plan. And sometimes it's a couple of months, sometimes a couple of years, sometimes it's a 10-year plan.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're going to look at life on what's going to come down the road and what you have to look forward to and what you're going to do next. What's the next chapter of your life, right? And sometimes you have to think about that. You have to kind of start to lay it out. And, you know, generally the people that are most successful in life and in business, you know what they do, Bob? They put together a plan. And they say, these are my goals. These are my thoughts, my ideas. This is what I want to accomplish. They write them down. They work towards them. They go ahead and they put together a system that I don't want to say ensures them of getting to where they want, but it certainly helps them point in the right direction. You know, it's like sailing a ship without a compass. everybody used to say, you can't do it. You know, back in the day, it's just something that just couldn't happen. Before GPS, you couldn't go out and sail a ship across the world without a compass. You had to have some kind of direction. You had to have some kind of a way to navigate your way through the oceans the same way you do through life, right?
Right. Right, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's one of the things I love to talk about is that the fact that we have to have goals and plans. You know, and a few months back, I did a morning show, and I had a what I considered one of the great shows I had. I had a lot of great people calling me from it, but I talked about using social media as your roadmap to the success of your new year in life when everybody was talking about New Year's resolutions. And I said, boy, if we all look back on our phones at the pictures and we look at the bad and the good times, if we try to concentrate on how the good times got so good and what happened, maybe we could learn to duplicate them more, and how the bad times were so bad, maybe we could avoid more of them and almost set up a roadmap based off of our history to help us better ourselves, succeed, and move forward. You know, it's like the old thing when they have that thing where the mouse goes and rings, you know, here's the bell and it gets food, and then eventually it's ringing the bell and it gets food. Well, it's no different with us. If we have success with doing something over and over, then we learn to follow that system and we learn to follow that success over and over and over again. And sometimes that success, you can become complacent, and that's why it's good to have long-term goals. Now, Bob, you know, I know when you started, you were the only one in your shop, right?
Yeah. I ran the shop for about a year and a half all by myself.
Bob, what does that mean, you ran the shop? Just give everybody that's listening. You got thousands and thousands of people that are listening to us right now. And I know people think owning your own business is a walk in the park and it's great and you must be rich and everything else, because I've been heard and I've been told all of it a million times. But why don't you tell people how many hours a day, how many days a week do you work? Or did you work, excuse me, you probably still do almost the same thing, but solely when you were running the business, getting it off the ground, what did you do, buddy?
I mean, if you post, I did all the work building the shop myself. You know, I got a space that was basically an empty shell, and from the floor to the walls, I had to build and then put all my stuff in it and furnish it and design it to basically become a barbershop. Once all that's done, which was a lot of obviously manpower and hours, from the day the shop opened, I did 6 days a week, as early as 8 a.m. And then as late as 9 p.m. By the time all said and done, cleaning up for the whole day, doing all the haircuts and all that kind of stuff, doing a register, and pretty much even up to this day, I've been open, thank God, blessed, close to 2 years now. I'm still doing 6 days a week. I'm still there from open to close. The only difference is now I have another employee with me 5 days out of the week, which helps me during the day to day and the haircuts, and allows me to be able to maybe, you know, step out from time to time when I need to do something, and if I have to take a day now.
You mean come by the marina and hang out, right?
Yeah, you know, buy a few boats and stuff. But
I want to take from that real quick. I want to stop you for a second, because 6 days a week, sometimes from 8 in the morning until 9 o'clock at night. Now, that doesn't sound like a 9-to-5 cash-your-check job. I mean, that sounds like you had to put in a lot of time and effort to get your business up and running, right?
Oh, yeah, no, it's nonstop. And if you factor in what you said before with the social media and the stuff that happens that's not within the walls of the shop, it's 24 hours.
Yeah, and it's, you know what's funny, Bob, is that I can remember, and I'm going to go back to why I can think about this, but I can remember the days where I'd come in to get a haircut, and I would drive by your shop in the morning moving a boat around, and I'd see you standing up in the window cutting hair, and I'd come by at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I'd get my haircut, and I'd ask you, what happened? And he said, you hadn't sat down once. You've been nonstop cutting hair, picking up the cordless phone, answering people. And one particular day, I went out and I bought you lunch and brought it back for you because I knew you had just nonstop, you'd been up. Remember that day?
Yeah, you also brought me some Dayquil.
Yeah, I did. You weren't feeling good. That's right. You're right. You weren't feeling 100%, but because you were a business owner and because you knew that the success of your shop relied on you being there and getting it done, and I know what that's like, because I tell everybody that I'm the same guy. I'm the guy who comes in the morning and I clean the bathrooms and I answer the phones and I wipe the floors down and I tie up the boats and I deal with the customers, and sometimes I'll go all day long, I won't have lunch, and now To be honest with you, Bob, I could miss a few lunches right now. I have packed on maybe 2 or 3 extra pounds. Nothing more than that. Just a couple extra pounds. But
yeah, I'm in the same
I know what it's like.
Yeah.
I know what it's like, buddy. You know what I mean? To be nonstop going at it where you just don't have a break. But people don't see that. You know, they don't see what it takes to have a traditional business, to get yourself in a position where you're successful, where you could hire at least one employee, someone to take the pressure off, and then the pressure just comes off for one part, but then the next pressure becomes you have to pay them. You have to make sure that you keep them going. And that's another exciting thing. But, Bob, I wanted to talk about this because, you know, here on Two Black Sheep Radio, especially the Thursday night show, Dave Wilkerson and Bob Granger did an incredible job of making the platform of this show always be about, have a little bit to talk about network marketing as well as traditional business. And sometimes just a lot of fun. Sometimes a little too much fun. The sensors have to get on when we're live. I hear us go blank every once in a while because it gets a little crazy. But tonight, I want to tie into what they started because I truly believe this station that we listen to and we're all lucky enough to be a part of is a great learning tool to help people understand so much. And I have to tell you, Bob, here's one of the things you need to know is that 90% of the people that are listening here will not ever go out and start a traditional business. They'll never open a marina. They won't go open a barbershop. They won't open a gas station or a Dunkin' Donuts. 90% of them just won't. And there's a couple of reasons why. One, the first one is because they say, what if? And you know what their what if is, Bob? They say, what if I fail? What if I don't succeed? What if it goes wrong? What if I leave my job and this doesn't work out? What happens then? What if? They never say, what if I'm wildly successful and I open up 50 barbershops and I retire in Italy for the rest of my life? What if I open 30 marinas and I'm rich and I can move to, I don't know, anywhere across the country that you'd want to live, Colorado, and buy a big home and live in the mountains? I mean, whatever it is, they never think of that what if in a positive light. And it scares most people to not go ahead and to go out on a ledge and go ahead and jump and build their wings on the way down. You like how I tied that in, Bob? You like
very
how
true.
I got that in there?
All right.
I just want to make sure
I
you
like
realize
that.
I brought that back. I brought that back from the beginning, buddy. But here's what
you're
I do want to tell you about. You know, there's something that people laugh, scoff, talk about, and it's not always in a positive manner, but it's something that I always made fun of, and I never had anything that I wanted to do with it. But I became wildly successful because of a simple idea and something that I finally took a look at. And, Bobby, that's called network marketing. And I want to take a couple of seconds here, maybe actually in the next 5 minutes or so, and I want to talk a little bit about network marketing and why I believe it's such an incredible opportunity. Now, heck, there are hundreds of thousands and millions of companies that are doing network marketing or MLM businesses, and we're all familiar with them. They have, you know, it all started with the original, like Amway, you know, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all tiered off different type things that happen. But here's why network marketing can be so successful, and I'm going to talk about the downfalls as well and why it can be so difficult, but it can be so successful because all those scary things that we just talked about, going ahead and investing a ton of money, leaving your current job, taking all the time to build and to start to go ahead and to do something that's going to go ahead and change your life, not only your day-to-day schedule, but your financial picture so dramatically by borrowing or putting money into it or spending the time and the effort to do it. All that stuff with a traditional business, it's not there with network marketing. See, Bob, a traditional network marketing company, here's what they do. And I know that you have experience because you know why? I know that you've participated in some of it with me. We've had a nice stint with doing some network marketing together. And one of the things that I love to talk about is the fact that how easy and fun it is and the fact that there's no pressure. There's no big outlay of money. You know, a real, real expensive network marketing company might be $500 or $800 or $900. Now, it might be more than most people are willing to risk. But it's certainly not $500,000 like buying a franchise or maybe $30,000 or $40,000 like you invested in going to barber school and coming up with rent and buying barber chairs and mirrors and all the stuff you had to do. Or how about $1 million to buy a piece of property and have a building on it and docks on it to start a marina? I mean,
right. There's
nothing like if you talked about someone spending $100 or $200 or even $1,000 to start a network marketing company. That's where they shine. They have a low startup fee. So that's one of the very first things that is a great thing about network marketing. Now, I told you I was going to talk a little bit about the negative stuff as well. Well, negative is that because they're so inexpensive, or dare I say affordable, well, those businesses, people laugh at them because you know what they think? They can't be successful. How good could it be? It's not a lot of money. It's not a big deal. So a lot of people don't take it seriously and put a lot of effort into it. You know, one of the things, I think I might even mention it to you, was that I say to people all the time, if you were to join a network marketing company and it was $300,000 to join and you decided that that was what you were going to do, would you quit in 30 days? Would you buy?
Right.
If you invested $300,000 in a new business, would you quit in 30 days if someone told you it's not going to work?
No, you would, right?
Yeah, you'd keep going after it. It would be like if you had someone come to your place and said they didn't like a haircut. Now, we know that doesn't happen at Cozy's. We only get the finest gentleman's haircuts there. But you wouldn't quit. You wouldn't hang up your scissors. And the problem is with network marketing, so many people get upset because someone doesn't like the juice, lotion, or potion or the service they offer. Or, heck, they might not even know what it is, but they just say, that'll never work, or I don't want to be part of that, or they criticize, ridicule, or laugh at something. And when that happens is a lot of people quit because of that low startup fee. So, number one, first thing I'm saying is low startup fee in network marketing as opposed to a general business is a great thing because it's inexpensive and anybody can figure out a way to afford it. Almost every network marketing company will take a credit card, and if they're a good network marketing company, they'll show you how to earn back your initial investment right away, usually within 30 days they'll help you do that. So that's the first thing. Bad thing about it is that it's so inexpensive that most people don't take it seriously. How about this? Let's talk about this. What did I say earlier about your business and my business as well? You got a lot of time. You talked about working 6 days a week, sometimes working 8 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night. Boy, that's a lot of hours for people to be away from their family, sacrificing working, trying to build their new business. A lot of people won't do that. So that's a tough one on traditional business. Let's talk about network marketing. What does network marketing have going for it? Well, network marketing is usually, we call it a part-time business because that's what it is. What is part-time? Well, you decide, but most people, it's 3 to 5 hours a week of going ahead and committing some time to sharing some information about your business, going to a business presentation, maybe getting on a webinar or a phone call, a team call, or just sharing what you're doing with someone. But 3 to 5 hours a week sounds doable for most people, right?
Right, absolutely.
Right, and that's a big selling point for it. So, but once again, 3 to 5 hours a week, what does everybody say whenever they look at something new? You've heard it before, and so have I. They always say, I'm so busy, I have no extra time, right?
Yeah, I think I used that line once.
Oh, yeah, you sure did. You told me you were too busy to join my network marketing company with me. But here's what's funny. Let me tell you a joke, a little funny one that I heard a long time ago that I absolutely love. People always say to me, I don't have money and I don't have the time. And then I would always say to them, someone once told me, they said, well, you ask them then, do they have a TV? And you know what everybody says? They always say, yeah, I do. And I go, sell your TV, and then you'll have money and time because everybody watches TV. I don't care when it is. So I always kept that in mind. I love that little part of it. You know, sell your TV, and then you'll have time and money then. That's always the good part of it. But so that's the next part. We talked about the low startup cost on it, and then we talked about the investment in time. It's not a lot. Here's what happens the next part. See, now a traditional business, it takes a while to get it going. If you're lucky or you know a lot of people or you have a good product or service, you're starting with a traditional business, when you get going, you usually have that new business startup where it's exciting, right? The Chamber of Commerce comes by, they have a ribbon cutting, you're in the newspaper, you're on Facebook and Twitter, and people are strolling by, and they're looking through the windows, and they're asking you questions, and, you know, you're really out there meeting and greeting, and you got some new people coming in. Isn't that true? Very true with your business, too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's traditional business. If you're lucky and you do it right, that's called what we might say is, I'd call it a grand opening, wouldn't you, Bob?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay, so you have a grand opening of your new business. Well, that's great because that's how you launch your new business or get it going, and which is what you need to do because you've invested significant time and money, and you've taken a step out of your comfort zone and probably quit your job or changed your financial picture like you did. You quit working where you were, and you started on your own, and you had to now rely on making your own money just like I do. You're not going to have a paycheck from anybody. So that's a big thing. You have a grand opening. Now, network marketing, same thing, pal. Same thing. As a matter of fact, when we first talked about what was going on, one of the first things I said to you was you're going to have a big deal. You're going to have your own grand opening for your network marketing company. You're going to have to tell people about it. You're going to have to tell them you're real excited. You need them to take a look. You need them to see what's going on. You need them to understand that you're excited about what's happening. And once you start doing that and you start having a grand opening with your network marketing company, that's your same thing, just like a traditional business. It's your way to launch your business. And unfortunately, that's where most people fail, Bob. You know what happens? They get in. They join a network marketing company. They love what they saw about it. They love the low startup fee, the fact that they could work part-time at it. They go to get going with it, and someone tells them it won't work. And then because it was a low startup fee, because they don't have a lot of time in it, they go ahead and they decide they're not going to have that grand opening, or they're going to quit because they just don't have time, or someone convinced them it'll never work, and they told them something negative about it, and they fail right there because they never get a chance to get it off the ground. So just real quick, a network marketing company relies on a grand opening or a jump start to get it going, and no different than you. The first time you saw the network marketing company that I'm with, when I asked you to come take a look and you took a look at it, you said, boy, I love it, and I want to go ahead and I want to take more look and I want to bring someone else back to take a peek at it, and you did, and then you guys, you immediately joined and got going because you saw something exciting and you realized, and I think the words directly were, the risk to the reward were just so much better. You had to go ahead and try to see if you get that reward. And that's why you joined, because you saw it, you believed in it, and you thought it was a great idea. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
it was a great presentation.
Well, I'm glad. And we, you know, most companies and most people really work hard to try to give the proper information to get people excited and to get them to get going with it. And that was no different with you. And one of the things I can tell you is, you can remember your first couple of weeks when you had your own kind of grand opening and you were asking people to take a look over and over. Remember how many people came and looked because you just asked them to take a look for you at your new business? It was dozens and dozens of people, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you did that, when you started asking those people, it was funny how they would join and get going. And it almost becomes like amazing when you see someone join. You're like, isn't it? I think I remember the first time someone joined, you were like, really? You're ready to start? And it's like, yeah, because they saw and realized it was something really, really good and really, really exciting. So
all
I tell people, that's what's exciting about it. I mean, that's another exciting thing about it. I tell people over and over, it's great to be able to do that. So let's see, where am I at right now? I'm talking about what's going on with network marketing and why it relates regular business and how it relates to life and what we do. So what do you think, Bob, when I tell you that all these things, how it ties together, and I talk about it in general? I mean, did you see those similarities, or did I bring it to light for you tonight, even though you joined?
No, I mean, I definitely see the similarities. I mean, you bring it together in such a, like, a non-complex way to understand. You know, it's really great just to hear you talk, and I listen to you on your Tuesday morning shows, and it's very, very happy I got the opportunity to be with you tonight, because, I mean, it's listen to this guy, people. I mean, Charlie just has a way of, when he speaks, to open your eyes to a lot of things, especially when it comes to business and entrepreneurship.
I appreciate that, buddy. I tell you, it's something that I love to do, and I always say that I'm forever thankful to the radio station, the Two Black Sheep Radio, and the opportunity they give me. And really, while I have a second right now, while we're on that, Bob, you know, I encourage everybody to download the Two Black Sheep Radio app. It's free. You don't have to pay for anything, to sign up for anything, but get on there, get on the mailing list. There's lots of great stuff that goes out. There's morning shows that happen. There's the original Thursday night show. You can't believe the number of incredible speakers that are involved here and business people that are traditional business and network marketing. It's absolutely staggering and amazing to me what great people are out there, and all we're all trying to do is give back and make things better and just make a difference in the world. I call it the trickle-up effect. You know how I feel about that. So I appreciate the kind words, but it's really the station, Two Black Sheep Radio. It's their mantra. It's the idea to have some fun and go out and spread some information. It's almost like teaching without really teaching, getting people to see what's going on, see the light, understand something exciting, something new. Maybe, like you just said, Bob, see things a little bit differently about entrepreneurship or business that they might not have thought of. And I have to tell you, week after week after week, I learn something new, and I love listening into what's going on, even when I'm crazy busy. So I think we talked a lot about traditional business and network marketing. I'm not going to get into the parts, Bob, of how we would get someone to join or close, because that's a little deep and heavy. And to tell you the truth, I wanted to have a good time tonight. I really wanted to talk to you a little bit, and I wanted to talk a little bit about just about how the similarities come together. And I knew how long and how hard you would work to get your barbershop in a position that you were able to hire someone to do what you're doing. And I know what I go through every day. As a matter of fact, I know what so many business owners do, as well as network marketing people do. And I'm constantly out there thinking to myself how lucky I am that I was able to see the company that I did, the network marketing company, join it and make hundreds of thousands of dollars, all because I was finally convinced to take a look to see something that I thought would never work. And you know what that taught me right there? That we can't be closed-minded, that we have to look at the opportunities in front of us. We have to think about that the glass is half full thing and what goes on from there. And that's kind of my idea, and having inspiration and having goals for what's going on and looking forward in life to the good. You know, I mean, we constantly have to be looking forward to that idea. And, you know, it's just what it is. And, you know, Bob, what are you thinking about life, about business? I mean, we got something you want to tell me? I just keep rambling on here. I brought you on because I wanted you to say more than just, yeah, or I believe that. What do you think, Bob?
The flow of the show. I mean, you know, I could sit and listen to you talk for hours. You're just, you know, you're an inspiration whenever you speak. And life is as happy as you make it. And you gotta wake up with a smile every morning, man. You gotta smile to the first person you see, because then the first person they see, it's that trickle up effect. The whole personality, whether you're in work or out of work, if you're an entrepreneur or, you know, traditional business or network marketing, you set the tone for your entire day. And the chain reaction of how it sets the tone for everyone else's day around you, it's important, you know.
I hear you. It's all about your attitude, right? It's all about how we go out and we go after it every single day and what we do. You know, I say it on Tuesday mornings, but I mean, you hear me all the time. I love to tell people it's the little things that make a difference. You know, it's calling someone to say good morning.
Yes.
Yeah. Making sure you say thank you to someone. Or how about when you call someone or you get a phone call and you ask someone, hey, how are you today? But you actually do it where you mean it. You don't do it like, hey, how you doing? You actually ask them, how are you? And then you pause and listen. I'm always amazed at the difference it makes in a conversation when you speak to someone. When you actually ask them, how are you today? Or you thank them for being nice or for their service, or you tell them what they did. It really, really is a great way to say thank you. And I'm a big believer in trying to do that and paying it forward, right, Bob? I mean, we're always talking about trying to make that little extra difference in someone's life where you can do a little something to help someone else. You always could see someone in life that could use a little boost, and it may not be money, it may not be this. It might just be a kindness, a word, a handshake, a hug. It might be anything like that. But sometimes those little things make all the difference, right, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, especially today. I don't want to, you know, embarrass you, but I mean, you know, today, Charlie, so you were in my shop, correct? And you knew someone you knew, and I was getting a haircut right next to you, and he stepped out, and while you had a free moment, you took care of his cut as well, and you know, when he and you didn't even stay around to get the thank you, you just, you know, but I could tell you that the look on his face when I told him Charlie took care of it, you know. He said he'll see you soon. I mean, his eyes brightened, and, you know, hopefully he then left the shop and did something for the next person he saw. You know, it's a chain reaction. It's important.
You know, Bob, I was honored and happy that I could do something, and I wasn't going to bring up a thank you for bringing it up, And, you know, it was just a nice thing. It was obviously we both knew the guy was in a tough spot and he was embarrassed and there was some stuff going on right there, and he didn't need to be. And it was just an easy thing to do that made everybody's world a little bit better. And I do hope that he went out and he made a difference, maybe to his mom or to somebody else he was talking about while he was getting a haircut. Maybe it made a little bit of a difference in his life that he thought about making a difference to somebody else. You know what I mean? And that was my goal with that. We won't know what happened, but hopefully it made a difference enough. It did something that he thinks about life a little bit different. Maybe that trickle-up effect started right there at Cozy's today, and we started changing the world a little bit at a time right there, right?
Yeah, and that's the America that both you and I both see, Charlie. You know, it's the way it needs to be.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, you know, Bob, real quick, so it's about 10 minutes after. So we got a couple of minutes left on the show. I don't want to go too long. We don't have a Bob Granger segment where we have Bob doing his whole big thing and Dave usually giving us his story about how he fell down a set of stairs or he raced his convertible on a back road and pitched it sideways and kicked up some dust or something. So because the originators are on there and Zeke, our guy who's on here doing all the editing tonight, is a little more laxed with me. He's letting me go a little bit here. I'd like to use what I normally do on my Tuesday morning show, which I do a quote every Tuesday. And I like to take a quote, an inspirational quote that I may read on Facebook or on the internet, or maybe it's in a signature in an email or someone says it to me, you know, because people go to my website, charliemelchner.com, and they send me quotes and they send me little notes and things. And I like to talk about them. So thank you, everybody that contacts me at charliemelchner.com. You could certainly go to Two Black Sheep Radio as well, and you can reach me there at twoblacksheepradio.com. But the quote that I have for today, I don't know how much it ties into what we're doing, but I do love this quote. Mom, I'm sure you've heard it, and I'll ask you to give me your points on it, and then we'll wrap it up after this. But here's the quote that I want to use tonight for everybody to think about a little bit. And the quote is, if plan A didn't work, the alphabet has 25 more letters, stay cool.
That's
great. I love that. I want to read it. Now, Bob, I try to, you know, every Tuesday I try to read it at least twice because not everybody's looking at it like I am. So let me read it again. If plan A didn't work, the alphabet has 25 more letters, stay cool. Now, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that quote because you know what it says to me, Bob? And I'm going to tell you how I feel about it by breaking it down and talking about it for a second. And then I'm going to get your input if you have some on it. But here's what I'm going to tell you. Plan A, we all are supposed to have a plan A. And if you don't, you're doing plan A and you don't realize it. You know,
right.
You need to have plan A going, but there should always be a plan B and a backup and other ideas. But plan A, if it doesn't pan out, and that what that means to me is if your goal or your dream isn't happening the way you want it, or if it diminishes or falls apart, or you can't accomplish it because of some extraordinary reason or something that's going on, like if you wanted to be a singer and you can't sing, well, then plan A is shot. Move on to plan B and figure out what's next. But my point is that with all those other letters in the alphabet, what that means is that you have the ability to go out and figure out what your plan's going to be. And I love to say it as what your dream is going to be. What will you dare to dream about? What will you dare to do? What will you go after? What will your plan A be? And you know what the greatest thing is that when you find it and you're passionate about it and you're excited about it, like being a barber or owning a marina or starting in a network marketing company or whatever it is that you do, once you find it and you get a hold of it, you really latch onto it and you run with it because you love it and you're excited about it. And to me, I love it. If plan A doesn't work, don't worry. There's 25 more letters in the alphabet. Stay cool. How do you feel about that, Bobby? What do you think about that quote?
Yeah, I think that's great, and I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, look, there's lots of ways you can look at it, whether you go to A and it doesn't work and you move on to B, and B is, you know, a left turn, or it's just A tweaked. I mean, you know, there's always, you know, an extra step, and you know, there's a lot of different paths you could choose, and whether they're, you know, a few steps to the left or they're a total, you know, turnaround U-turn, you know, you're gonna find what's gonna work best for you and make you work to the best of your ability. You know, you never give up hope. You know, there's always another decision to make.
Yeah, you're right. You never give up. Hope, and there's always another decision. That's a great way to put it, Bob. You're 100% right. Well, Bob, we're about almost a quarter after nine, and we like to keep the show just about 40, 45 minutes. You listen, you got thousands and thousands of people out there listening to thoughts about talking just in general about life and business and stuff. I mean, anything you want to say to everybody about just about life or business or maybe some of your experiences, anything you want to spread with them before I go ahead and wrap it up for the night?
No, I just thank you for the opportunity of having me on, Charlie, and to Black Sheep Radio. Stay positive, treat people well, work to the best of your ability, always care more about what you can continue to do before receiving, and just be proud to be in this country and to be able to give back as best you can.
Awesome. I love it, Bob. Listen, thanks for being on tonight. I appreciate you co-hosting and guesting for me tonight. I know it's not an easy thing when you have to step on and be live in front of all these people and talk, and you did a great job, pal. I really appreciate it. And I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up with a couple of last-minute things. I'm going to take off from my morning show, my Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. show that I do. I tell people every single week, you have to remember that you're the only one that decides what kind of a day you're going to have. So make sure each and every day you go out and make it the best day it can be, because you make that decision on what kind of a day you're going to have, nobody else. So you can decide if it's going to be a great day or a terrible day. So go ahead and make sure that every day you try to do it as best as you can and try to help some other people have a great day. You know, like I said before, just takes maybe a smile, holding a door, saying thank you, good morning, a phone call, whatever it takes, maybe just a text message to someone to brighten their day, to change their life, to make things a little bit better. And if we all make a little bit of a difference here or there, I'm telling you, we'll start that trickle-up effect and we'll change this country, and we will see the America that I see. We'll see it become so great, so incredible, and we'll bring it back to those times that everybody knows and loves, and I love to talk about it. Now, with that out of the way, let's talk about Two Black Sheep Radio for a minute. You know, you've got incredible things. Tomorrow we have Tom and Annie Diadone, The Morning Blend. It is a great show to listen to two incredibly dynamic people that love to talk about business and had wild success in network marketing. It's nice to hear them, how they play off each other and talk. So tune in to them in the morning. And then you have Mondays, you have Bob Granger, which is Rock and Roll with Bob Granger in the mornings, a unbelievable teacher and entrepreneur, owns his own big business company from upstate New York. And he really does a great job of spreading light. And he's very, very he's to the point and makes you understand what you want to do without you realizing that you're learning something. So he's great. And you can tune in to me, if you like, on Tuesday morning to the America I See. And I get a little patriotic and a little excited, but I talk about the country and life and what I see. And sometimes I just ramble a little. But, you know, you'll be sure to have a good time, and I'll bet you you'll want to salute or put your hand over your heart after you're done, because we talk about America, how much we love it. Wednesday morning, you get Bits and Pieces with Dave Wilkerson. Now, that's a show that really, really puts the bits and pieces together. He talks about all the different stuff that's going on in the country and the world, and he kind of ties business and network marketing into it. And not many people know this, but when you hear from Dave Wilkerson, here's a guy that's ran companies that were worth millions and millions of dollars and worked with some celebrities, incredible people, and he's been wildly successful throughout his whole life and still is. Quite a great guy and very, very smart, well worth listening to. I've always said he could probably write a book or charge people to listen to him, but he chooses not to. He does it for free because he loves to do it. He loves to talk, mentor, and talk to people about it. So, guys, Thursday night, this night, next week, we'll have the original Two Black Sheep on here, Bob Granger and Dave Wilkerson, and they do get a little crazy, have a couple of drinks, and have some fun. But follow up and be involved with Two Black Sheep Radio. I got to tell you, it's one of the most inspirational and greatest things you can do to get your day going and finish up with your week, whether it's one or all of the shows. Be a part of it and enjoy what's out there, because I'm going to tell you, we're doing something that's going to go down in the history books, where I'll bet you see different things happening across the country and people reacting to the show, because I see it little by little in my contacts and my emails. With that being said, reach out to me at charliemelster.com if you want to reach out to me there. Hit me up as a friend on Facebook or send me a message. If you got a quote you want me to use on my morning show, please send it to me. I appreciate it. And with that being said, it's just about 20 after 9. I want to say goodnight to everybody. Thanks for listening. Bobby, thanks for being my guest. Thanks to Two Black Sheep Radio for having us on. Everybody have a great night. Stay well. God bless you all. And I look forward to seeing everybody soon. And I will talk to you on Tuesday for sure. Good night, everybody. Good night.
Well, thanks everybody for joining Charlie Melchner, the host of The America I See, and his special guest, Bob Kazi. I'm sure you enjoyed it, and I'm glad you're able to join all of us. Bob and I should be back next week. I've been a little under the weather, and Bob is off playing tonight in a golf tournament. But next week, we'll all be back. Make sure you tune in to all the morning shows. If you want to get the latest up to date, go to 2blacksheepradio.com. And remember this, that being a black sheep is not a bad thing. It just makes us all a little bit more unique. We'll see you all later. Bye-bye.